Hi, this is Shamal Chandra for Longtail News, episode 1 of 2021. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas break and Thanksgiving and New Year's. Today I'd like to talk to you about Cyberpunk 2077. Now initially I saw many reviews about a bunch of glitches in the software, but then I found out that a lot of those bugs were fixed by the time I received it via Gamefly. And I installed it with the two-disc system. I found it really entertaining, but I stopped because it was just a little bit too much on the edge for me in terms of choose your own adventure style. But I really liked it. It was really cool, and I never got to the part where I could get through the training of the weapons, but it was really cool. So my overall analysis of it, it was one, is that it was very, very entertaining, to say the least. Number two, it had very good visuals in terms of CGI. Number three, I liked the choose your own adventure. Even if you made the wrong choice, it would lead you on to the right direction. Four, you had a bunch of options to go, whether you wanted to go in free terrain, you want to be in the city, or you want to be in some other zone. So you had kind of like a choice. So overall, I thought it was really, really good. But I didn't get to finish the game or get past the training in the first part of it. But I'm really adamant that I'll get the game eventually through the Xbox Store. All right? Talk to you soon. This is Longtail News, Episode 1 of 2021, covering Cyberpunk 2077. All right? Later. This is Shyamal Chandra. Bye.